Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Hunfield. Batting third. The right fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Art Shires. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Buck Redfern. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buck Kraus. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Faber. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Red Faber. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The first baseman, Ossie Orwell. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eddie Rommel. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Eddie Rommel. And now, play ball. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Simmons throws the ball into Boley, who tags Hunfield trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fox fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bishop for the out. One out. Ossie Orwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orwell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Metzler, who is chasing the ball. Cochran reaches third base with a triple. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cochran scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Orwell scoops it up and throws to first, with Rommel covering, for the out. Two outs. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. the Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Redfern fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rommel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rommel fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0 for 1 in the game. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. Bishop hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Metzler. Bishop reaches second base with a double. Rommel moves to third. Ossie Orwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Orwell takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Cochran hits a line drive towards center. Ma still chases it down, and drops it. That's an error on Ma still. Rommel tags and scores. Bishop scores. Orwell tags and moves to second. It's 3-0, Athletics. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Orwell scores. Cochran moves to third. It's 4-0, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cochran tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 5-0, Athletics. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Redfern fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. Haas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Miller moves to second. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0 for 1 in the game. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Redfern scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hunfield strikes out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Metzler takes first base on ball 4. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 0 for 1 in the game. Shires hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Metzler moves to third. Shires moves to second. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 1 in the game. Com hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 1 in the game. Falk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Metzler scores. Shires scores. Falk moves to second. It's 5-2, Athletics. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 0 for 1 in the game. Redfern hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Redfern reaches second base with a double. Falk scores. It's 5-3, Athletics. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0 for 1 in the game. Krause hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rommel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Bishop hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mostill, who is chasing the ball. Bishop reaches third base with a triple. Ossie Orwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orwell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Orwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Simmons hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0 for 1 in the game. Faber takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 0 for 2 in the game. Mostill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hunfield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mostill moves to second. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Orwell scoops it up and throws to first, with Rommel covering, for the out. Mostill moves to third. Hunfield moves to second. Two outs. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Shires hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Krause fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. George Earnshaw now pitching. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-2 in the game. Com hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Falk strikes out. Two outs. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Redfern hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Earnshaw fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Earnshaw. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0-for-2 in the game. Krause strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0-for-2 in the game. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. Bishop hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Earnshaw trying to get to third. Metzler throws the ball into Com, who tags Earnshaw for the out. Bishop moves to second. Two outs. Ossie Orwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orwell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Orwell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ma still throws the ball into Shires, who tags Orwell trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Bishop scores. It's 6-3, Athletics. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. George Blackerby pinch hits for Red Faber. George Blackerby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackerby strikes out. One out. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0-for-3 in the game. Ma still strikes out. Two outs. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hunfield hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Walsh now pitching. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Simmons strikes out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cochran moves to third. Fox moves to second. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a fly ball into right field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cochran tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-3, Athletics. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox scores. It's 8-3, Athletics. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0-for-3 in the game. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Shires hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 0-for-3 in the game. Kham hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Earnshaw strikes out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. Bishop hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Bishop reaches second base with a double. Ossie Orwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orwell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Orwell takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and 2 walks. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Bishop moves to third. Orwell moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Simmons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bishop scores. Orwell scores. Cochran moves to second. It's 10-3, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cochran scores. Simmons moves to third. It's 11-3, Athletics. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Redfern fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Simmons scores. Fox moves to third. It's 12-3, Athletics. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got one RBI. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walsh fields it and throws to first for the out. Fox scores. Miller moves to second. Two outs. It's 13-3, Athletics. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0-for-4 in the game. Boley hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 13, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes now playing second base. Joe Hauser now playing first base. Cy Perkins now catching. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Falk hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miller. Falk reaches second base with a double. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Redfern hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dykes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Falk moves to third. One out. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0-for-3 in the game. Krause hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hauser scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Krause for the out. Falk scores. Two outs. It's 13-4, Athletics. Harry McCurdy pinch hits for Ed Walsh. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy strikes out. Perkins drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws McCurdy out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 13, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.